preference of choice. And being the preference of choice, the music industry, broadcasting industry, this was a must have, right? As you can see in the recording tape recorder, you see a tape on the inside, which is analog, and it's a 90 minute tape, right? I believe it's a 90 minute tape, and it's there. You see the counter at the top that's telling you how many seconds we have gone. So it's kind of late because I pressed it late, but I wanted to show you this because, you know, it has always been a part of me, right? Broadcasting, this has always been a part of me, having a tape recorder. And we tape a lot of church service back in the day, you know, because when I went to church, you know, my pastor back in the 80s, you know, he was evangelical, right? So he would evangelize, and he decided to have a TV ministry, and he, you know, put it on in Jamaica, that TV ministry. Occasionally he would have tent ministries, but TV ministry was his thing. And from that started, that was all that she wrote, you know. It went on and on and on until I don't know when it actually stopped, and then he didn't go forward again with it, but you know, that was it. So yeah, in those days we had these, right? You see them, like even the, you know, the, what would you call them, the parishioners walk into church, and you see them with it in their purse, and you put a tape in the back of the hole, like four big double D battery, and then they will walk with their tape, maybe a two or three tape, they will tape praise and worship, they have that, and then they will tape the sermon, and if them have communion, they will keep it running, and they'll just tuck it right there underneath the pew. As a matter of fact, my grandmother used to do that. She used to tuck it right underneath the pew, alongside the aisle, lean it up against the wall. That's it, you know. And I think it had about three plugs. If you didn't have battery, you could plug it into an outlet. And if you didn't have outlet, then you'd have to use the battery. What else? For the most part, all you had to do was just remember the timing for when the tape would, you know, stop recording, and then you just flip the tape. But that was an exclusive for free, you know. So nobody never bother you. You know, you have your tape recorder and what's it not. You know what I'm saying? And you just record. Then as the time progressed, like I said, in the 90s, you know, going into the 2000s, this became obsolete. It became obsolete. And from there, people started using their phone to record, right? This was fairly inexpensive. I think these tape recorders will go for maybe the most $50, $60. then you buy the tape itself, the tape would cost maybe like about $2 to $3, maybe $1. You know what I mean? Depending on where you go, because different quality, different grade. You couldn't. Maxwell was the best. Best. Maxwell. And can't remember the other one. But there was Maxwell and another tape making company. It was the best. Anything else underneath that, you know, the quality wasn't that good. And you know, maybe it was just you just needed something, but you didn't have enough money. You wasn't a big fanatic and all of that, you know. As long as you got the what you wanted on tape. So as long as you got what you wanted on tape and you know how to work it, basically you can just copy it and then put it on a good sounding tape. So you don't get no static and the tape don't bust and all these different issues that come with low quality, you know. That was the case. So when you bought the Maxwell was high quality, you know what I mean? And that was the case with that. So yeah, we used to enjoy, I used to enjoy it. Basically, I used to enjoy it, enjoy seeing, you know, the tape recording aspect of it, and knowing that, you know, I had an exclusive, you know what I mean? And when you add that exclusive to something, you know, the people them say, oh, beg your copy, you know, oh, you're gonna beg me a copy now, is either you're gonna have to give me the tape, or I make a copy for you with my original tape. And you know, that is a little $2 in your pocket, because everything expensive, you understand. And those days tapes was precious. Even right now we still have some old tape recorder, you know, that is obsolete, you know, but them timeless. Yeah. And you know, I wanted to share this. You know, maybe I will use this app more often. You know, maybe I'll use it and, you know, I can do some recording and stuff like that just to bring back the little vibes from yesteryear. But for the most part, it is a lot. You know, it's difficult. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, say, it's easy, because there's so much. I'm recording simultaneously the screen and I'm recording on the tape itself, and then you're gonna turn itself into two things, one an MP4 and an MP3, and really it should be a one shot deal, but it cannot be a one shot deal, because one MP3 I go next way and the MP4 I go other way. So for the Sabbath today, you know, I'm just gonna mess around with these things here, and I appreciate you guys listening. It's not a very long podcast. This is just an introduction into a great pastime. It make me even feel like purchasing one again, because I think they still make them. They make them, but, you know, everything evolved. So, all right, that's it, guys. Make a love shout to enjoy your Saturday. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Make his countenance shine over you. Make his presence lift you up. All right. Bless.